There's always on every set some discussion about how to mitigate those problems, reduce that amount of work, not just because of the work, but because it will look better if it's captured as much as possible in camera. So you have all that. Then you have AI. And then if I'm Ben Affleck, I'm thinking like, well, I want to make movies and I don't want to pay for all this crappy stuff. And like, sorry, everyone who's in the rotoscoping company, but like, if we can do it in AI, let's do it. And frankly, this is what it's really good at. So I would put rotoscoping, 3D tracking. It's pretty good at that. Paint work. So paint reconstruction, tracking mark reconstruction. And for animation, motion capture. I mean, Wonder Dynamics, those kind of things. There's those kind of tools that are out there. And that all of a sudden opens up a whole bunch of opportunity to save money, speed up the front end of the workflow. Every visual effects shop gets, you get 100 shots and you go, okay, let's go. And then you're like, wait, we're waiting for the roto to be done. We're waiting for the tracking to be done. We're waiting for the stuff. And everyone's mitigating. Okay, well, let's do a garbage roto. Let's do a quick track so we can do pre-visi, post-visi type stuff until that stuff comes in. So there's this whole, like, not only you're waiting for people to turn over plates and you're like going, please turn over plates, turn over plates, because you know you need this runway to get off the ground. So if you could shorten that, you can either offer things much more cheap or better,
because
more iterations, more time, more quicker.